So go ahead and sit up straight. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And we're going to start with three really deep breaths. So go ahead and inhale super, super deep. And retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And extend the length of the exhale. Now once again, inhale really, really deep. Retain the breath below the navel. And exhale. Now, once again, inhale super, super deep. And now exhale. Okay, good. Now we'll come into the primary meditation. So we'll first start out with developing loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy towards an easy to love object. Then we will kind of switch and then we will receive the love. Okay. So, all right. Bring to mind someone or a pet, a person or a pet of yours that you have an uncomplicated, loving relationship with. Bring them to mind now. Generally, this will be like a person below the age of 5 or a pet. And so now you see your beloved. See them before you really vividly. This is a visualization meditation. And now actually smile, physically smile. And now feel that smile in the body. And now you see the beloved before you. And they just can't help but smile. They love you as well. And now when you see the beloved, your eyes dilate. And the beloved's eyes dilate. Just really wanting to take each other in. And now we're going to send loving kindness to the beloved. And we'll use a mantra, a verbalization to help us. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. So just repeat that and then see the beloved. Notice how the beloved is so happy to be with you. Notice how the beloved feels safe and secure in the relationship with you. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. Keep going with that. May you be safe and happy. Okay. And now, imagine that the beloved is upset, that there's some sort of suffering coming up for the beloved. Here we're going to practice compassion. So go ahead and see this suffering in the beloved. And now feel this quality of heart opening. Then we can use a verbalization. The verbalization that I would recommend is, how can I help? How can I help? I see that you're upset. How can I help? And now really attune to what's going on with the beloved. Really see and understand their suffering. Really want to know, really want to help. What can I do? How can I help? I see that you're upset. How can I help? And now, of course, they are upset. But they also feel seen and known. And it's clear that the beloved finds that reassuring. And also here in the scene, you can give the beloved physical affection, soothing, in a way that would work for the beloved. Go ahead and develop that scene. How can I help? And now notice how, given your attention, your attentiveness, your receptivity, and your care, the beloved is starting to feel better. And now the beloved comes into full emotional regulation. Feeling really well. Okay, and now let's have the beloved do a scene where they play. So where they go out and explore and play. And you can either accompany the beloved, or you can kind of be on the sidelines. But what's important is to bring up great delight and interest in their play. So go ahead and see the beloved going out playing. What a delight. How wonderful. Bring up great joy about this. And now make it very clear that you support the play, that you support the explorations. The beloved can tell that you're very, very interested and supported. go ahead and see all of this in the scene. That's right. Keep going. You can really see how the beloved is totally supported. And once again, feel into what a delight it is that they're going out and playing this way, discovering what's meaningful to them. Really take that in. Okay, and now imagine that the beloved comes back from the play. And then kind of reports on the play, reports on their discovery and their development. And now there's just all this delight. You're so delighted in them. Develop that in the scene. How wonderful. I'm so proud of you. Well done. And now you can really see how that they feel so good being supported in this way. And they're so proud of their play. They're proud of their discoveries. How wonderful. And now, make it clear to them that their very being is a great joy to you, that their very being is a delight, that their mere presence is a joy. And it's so clear they really feel good about themselves and that you're so happy for that. And also notice how there have been all these shared experiences. There's this tremendous sense of belonging between you and the beloved. Okay, good. And now what we're going to do is we're going to switch places. So now you take the place of the beloved. And you'll be a child, a small child, let's say, between 1 and 5 years old. And now the position that you had held as an adult now will be filled by perfect nurturers. It can be 1, 2, or multiple perfect nurturers. These are just parent-like figures that love you in a perfect way. And here we're going to start with the reparenting. So, okay, there you are with your perfect nurturers. And now notice how safe you feel. You feel totally safe and secure in the relationship. Go ahead and take that in now. Shape and reshape the scene in such a way that The scene proves to you that you are safe and secure in the relationship. Also, notice how there is this very sweet and trustworthy interest that the perfect nurturers have in you. They're so sweetly interested in you. Also, notice how it's such a delight for them to be with you. Really take that in. Shape and reshape the scene in such a way that you have a lived experience of the safety, security, and delightful interest that they have in you. Go ahead and do that now. Feeling so safe, secure, and secure. Really taking that in. That's right. Okay. And now, bring up some source of upset, some source of suffering in your life. And allow yourself to get a little bit upset about it. And now the perfect nurturers see this upset and they attune to you. They say, oh, what's going on? We see that you're frustrated, sad, angry, whatever it is. They lean in, they tilt the head. It's very clear that you are seen and known and understood. Of course you're upset about this thing. We all have troubles like these, of course. And then they go and physically soothe you in a way that works for you, in a way that feels good for you. Maybe they hold the hand, maybe they rub your arm, put an arm over your shoulder, or maybe they hold you and rock you. Develop this scene in such a way that you feel seen and known, and soothed. Really taking that in. That's right. And now this is important. Notice how they're caring for you. They're attuning to you and soothing you. It's a great delight. They're really happy to do this. And what a delight you are. Even if you have some troubles, it's no problem at all. And now this is also important. Notice how the perfect nurturers are very adult They've really got it together, and they're totally capable of supporting you and how you don't need to worry about them or their mental states. They're just so happy to be with you and so adult and capable. Now really take that in. See how you can really take this support in. Okay. And now, in as much as that you've been seen and known and supported and soothed, notice how you start coming back into emotional regulation. You start feeling better. And now the perfect nurturers see that. And that is a great delight to them. They're so happy that you're feeling better. You are such a delight.